President Donald Trump's military campaign against Venezuela escalated again Tuesday with the president's announcement of a total and complete blockade of all sanctioned oil tankers going into and out of Venezuela. In a Truth Social post, Trump wrote, "Venezuela is completely surrounded by the largest armada ever assembled in the history of South America. It will only get bigger, and the shock to them will be like nothing they have ever seen before, until such time as they return to the United States of America all of the oil, land, and other assets that they previously stole from us." Trump's threat came the same day Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth gave senators a closed-door briefing on the administration's Venezuelan boat strikes that have killed more than 80 people. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer spoke to reporters after the briefing.
"Their policies in the Caribbean are unclear. We don't know what the limits are. We don't know where they'll stop. We don't know what the ultimate goal is. The president says different things at different times and contradicts himself. That's why we need full transparency, at least to the 100 senators, and much more transparency to the American people."
Schumer, like other Democrats, is pushing for the administration to release video of the controversial September 2nd boat strike that included a second strike to kill survivors. But Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth nixed that idea.
"Of course, we're not going to release a top secret, full unedited video of that to the general public. HASC and SASC and appropriate committees will see it."
The HASC and SASC he referred to are the House and Senate Armed Services Committees. Democratic lawmakers, like some legal experts and even United Nations officials, have warned that extrajudicial killings are illegal. But Trump's campaign continues. Strikes Monday on three boats killed 8 more people. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina says he has no doubt the U.S. has the legal authority to blow up the boats. His concern is whether Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro will stay in power.
"If he's still standing when this is over, this is a fatal, major mistake to our standing in the world. If after all this, Maduro is still in power, that's the worst possible signal you could send to Russia, China, Iran."
Democrat Schumer sees things differently.
"We don't want another endless war. We don't want to stumble into something. And given Trump's erratic back and forth on this issue, I worry about that. So do many Americans."
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.